What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to the Arrow Recap Show right here on iWatchMike on audioboom.com. I just finished watching the season 4 premiere of Arrow. The episode was called Green Arrow, and it was good to see Arrow and the team back. These recap shows are going to happen either after the show airs or maybe the next day, and I'm going to try to team up with my original crew when we used to recap the Arrow on Variety Radio Online, but with everybody's schedules, it's just kind of nuts. So hopefully I'll be able to get emails and text messages of their thoughts. And feel free, if you watch the show, you can always email me at mike@iwatchmike.com, and I'll read your thoughts as well on the show. So I just want to recap a little bit and rant and rave about the premiere episode. It was called Green Arrow, and it was good seeing the team together. It felt kind of weird and cool at the same time to see Oliver and Felicity living in the suburbs, but it just didn't feel right in my universe. So I'm glad they decided to leave all that crap behind and come back to Star City, which is not Starling City anymore. It's Star City. So it's good to have them back. I definitely enjoyed seeing Oliver in that one part telling his crew what to do, and everybody kind of just stood there. But, I mean, really, they haven't been able to do anything without him. That's what I look at. They need him. So, you know, I don't know why Dick's being a big baby. I mean, he's been a big baby I don't know how long. And I know my friend Amanda B from Australia, she's a big fan of the show. She does a recap for thevro.com. I'm curious to know what she feels about Diggs, but he's just a big baby. Just, you know, and everybody seems to have forgiven and understands, and even his own freaking wife, Lyle, understands that Ollie had to do what he had to do, and there was a reason. But Diggs is this big baby, and you would thought he wouldn't be a big baby because he's even got a superhero outfit. He's got a big helmet as well. I mean, I don't even know. He's just wearing his regular clothes, and he just puts on a helmet. So I don't know what to think about his superhero outfit. But either way, he needs to stop being a big baby. He was just throwing jabs at Oliver, and I just wanted to reach in the TV and slap him. Let's see, who else did we get to see? We got to see Thea. Now, she's got some issues with her temper. I enjoyed seeing her almost kill that soldier. I like this new Thea. I like the name Speedy. I'm not sure about the Red Arrow, but I like Speedy better, and I'm glad that she is whooping ass. She is so much better. I liked Thea in the beginning in like season 1, and then she got really annoying as the season went on. And then once she started getting trained by Malcolm, she turned into a badass. So I'm glad where the direction Thea went in. So that's cool. But I'm wondering if this Lazarus pit hot tub magical water is really going to mess with her. I don't know anything about the comics. I don't read the comics. I'm just a fan of the show. So I'm wondering how this is going to and where this is going to go with her attitude. But it's obvious that Oliver is a little worried. But I got faith that she's going to continue whooping ass. Laurel, she's the Black Canary. I'm not sure what to think about her yet. Season 3 of Arrow, which happens to be my favorite season of all Arrow so far, she was annoying. I mean, she just can't. I think the problem is because I'm such a big fan of Sarah as the Black Canary that Laurel just cannot fit in those shoes in my eyes. But she's got, you know, she got some training from my ex-girlfriend, who happens to be, she likes chicks anyways, Ra's al Ghul's daughter, I cannot remember, Sissa, I can't remember her name, either way. So, it looks like Laurel is doing better at fighting, but, I don't know. That one part where she, like, saves the kid, and the kid's like, wow, you're really strong, and she's like, go, that was cheesy, okay, that was dumb, I don't know why, I don't know, I think I like it when the team is like in the dark and they're not in the light of people. I don't know. It's just that part was kind of cheesy for me. Damian Dark, this dude here looks like he's going to be some serious. He's going to be a serious bad guy. It looks like he's got magical powers. I don't know. Looks like look at the end of this episode, he cut himself and was praying something. So it's got to be some evil kind of demon stuff. Which I remember seeing a commercial somewhere. I cannot remember, or I read it somewhere. And I normally don't do this, but I saw it. Constantine, John Constantine, which I love the movie with Keanu Reeves. The show I tried watching on NBC, it just never got going for me. But rumor has it we're going to have a John Constantine make an appearance. I don't know how many episodes, but he's going to make an appearance in Arrow. So you know there's got to be some demons and magic in this. And I think that's where it's going with this, especially with Damian Dark, because what he's got is kind of weird. And it looks like Oliver knows a little bit about that stuff as well. So, but, you know, I mean, other than that, I mean, I thought the episode was really great. I really enjoyed this one better than The Flash. I thought all the fight scenes were badass. I love the warehouse fight scene. I love the beginning fight scene where they're in the van and Speedy is, like, totally getting off to all the stuff that she's doing. So that was cool to see. What else? Detective Lance. Dude, at the end of this, Detective Lance is freaking working with Damian Dark. So I don't know if that was a deal that he made because he was, you know, maybe he threatened to kill his family and or maybe make a deal bringing back Sarah. I don't know. But is Detective Lance really working with the bad guys, or is he, you know, being blackmailed or threatened in a way that he's forced to work with them? I don't know. So I'm curious to see how that's going to happen. But Detective Lance, I don't know what his deal is either, because he's like Diggs too. Like, they got together and were like, let's be mean to Oliver, like, when he comes back. Or if he ever, I don't know. Just like the jabs he was throwing. Like, get over it, Lance. Like, come on. And in this episode, we get so much shoved in there. And then what? We get the end of this. It's like 6 months later. And then we see Oliver. And then freaking Barry from The Flash shows up. They mentioned Zoom, so we got that in the premiere episode of The Flash. So something's crossing over a little bit, which is cool, but I'm wondering who's in that grave. Who's in that grave? Is it freaking Thea? Is it freaking Felicity? Is it somebody? I don't know. But Oliver looks a little crushed by it. So, and that's 6 months later, so we're just, that's a lot. Shoved it a lot in this premiere episode, but I'm cool so far. I like it. I'm curious to see where it's going to be going. My friend DJ Wicked, who happened to be one of the hosts when we did season two together, sent me a text last night and said, Flash and Arrow got cheesy, .. really cheesy. So it's obvious that he thought both those episodes were cheesy. I could see where The Flash was a little cheesy. Arrow, I don't see it, but maybe because of Oliver and Felicity? I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens. It looks like next week's going to be a little bit... it's going to be dealing with a bad guy and more crap's going to be happening. So, it looks good. I'm happy. I'm excited for Arrow coming back and The Flash. So, other than that, I think that's pretty much it. I like this episode. From a scale 1 to 10, what do I give it? I think I gave The Flash a 7. I would probably have to give this one a 9. It didn't rock my socks, but it definitely felt like a really good let's get started premiere, and I'm excited for it. So that's pretty much it for my recap, rants, and raves of the Arrow. If you want to check me out, check out my blog, iwatchmike.com. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, at Mike the Movie Guy, and you can also like my Facebook page, iwatchmike. Other than that, that's pretty much it. Oh, and don't forget, audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike. You can check out this recap show of The Flash. We just wrapped up Fear of the Walking Dead. The Walking Dead starts this Sunday. I've got some other shows that I'm going to be putting up there, plus some other podcasts as well. So everybody have a great weekend. I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.